Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, dear friends, the text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson from St. Mark's 9th chapter. Hear especially this portion once again. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." This is the text. You may be seated. Take a look at this painting. What do you see? Two men appear to be arguing. The one on the left is on the attack. The one on the right is shutting down. The two standing behind the attacker look as though they're ready to spring into action. Clearly, they're on his side. While the man on the far right in the foreground is sort of standing apart a little bit, watching the whole thing take place, a bit of a scowl maybe on his face, disapproving of what's going on, but, well, not really doing anything about it. It's an accurate picture of our human nature, isn't it? It also kind of helps us to make some sense out of what's going on in the reading from God's Word that we just heard. The disciples are having an argument amongst themselves. Jesus wants to know what it's all about, and of course, well, Jesus already knows. But he wants them to own up to it. They're too embarrassed to tell him. Because they were arguing about who was the greatest. Typical sinful human beings, lifting themselves up and seeking after glory at the expense of others. It's not a surprising argument either. Three of them just got back from a day trip with Jesus to the top of the mountain, leaving the others behind, where they got to see Jesus transfigured, showing himself in all of his glory. Well, they must have felt pretty special and important to get picked like that. So no doubt, those three were making a pretty good case that they were the best. And while they were gone, the rest were given an opportunity to prove themselves when the man with the demon-possessed son came to see if they could drive the demon out. Well, that sure would have given them a lot to be proud of, right? Would have put them right up there with those other three. But none of them could do it. So now here they are, bickering over who's better. Have you ever been in a situation like that? Has anyone ever made you feel like you're worthless? Said to you that you're no good, that you'll never amount to anything? Or maybe you've been on the other side, the one trying to make himself bigger by making others seem small. We've probably all been there at one time or another, on one side or the other, maybe even both. It's simply the way of the world. Push harder, achieve, succeed, be better, smarter, faster, stronger. And who cares whom you hurt on the way up? It's all about you anyway. But the ones who get hurt are left like this in the next image, feeling about 2 inches tall, faceless and ashamed, heads hanging, standing in a corner. Have you been there? Have you put someone else there? It's all the result of sin in our lives. We want so desperately to be free and independent, to be our own bosses, not to have to listen to what anyone else says or do what they tell us. Not even God. We'll be our own God. Only it doesn't work. It doesn't make us happy. It doesn't get us what we want, because we always want more. It just leaves us standing alone on one side of a huge chasm with everybody else, including God, over on the other. No way of bridging that gap, only making it wider and wider and driving them farther and farther away with every attempt to be better. So Jesus teaches his disciples and us about what it really means to be great in God's kingdom. And it has nothing to do with power or wealth or stature. It doesn't matter one bit how big, how strong, how fast, or how smart or how talented you are. It's about being a child. In fact, it's about Jesus being a child. Jesus, the very Son of God, fully divine in every respect, all-powerful, all-knowing, sinless, immortal. Well, he's the greatest one there is or ever could be. And yet he saw our sinful condition and our inability to free ourselves from it, and at his Father's command, emptied himself of everything to become that. A weak, helpless baby, sharing our human flesh and blood, completely and totally dependent. He became one of us, identified himself with us to be great in God's eyes is to be a child. It is for Jesus to be a child, to humble himself and leave his greatness behind and to lay down his life on the cross. It seems utterly pathetic, doesn't it? God hanging dead on a cross? Couldn't he have stopped it if he'd wanted to? Isn't he much too special for such a thing to happen to him? Well, yeah, it is, and yeah, he could have, but he didn't. And it's a good thing for you and me that he went through with it, because his death has brought us new life. His blood has paid the price for our sins. And his humility has lifted us up out of our sin and shame and brought us back to God again. He has bridged that chasm and restored us to our Creator with his cross. We aren't God's enemies anymore. Instead, he calls us friends. No longer at odds, no longer competing for the best place. Jesus has fixed our relationship with God. And that fixes all of our relationships with other people, too. Whether you've been the one who's gotten hurt or the one who's done the hurting, Jesus sets us free from our pride and our shame. We don't need to lift ourselves up anymore, because Jesus has lifted us up to God's side. We don't need to stand with our faces in the corner anymore, because he has given us value and worth. We can tell others, "I'm sorry for what I did, and I forgive you for what you did." That's what it means to be truly great in God's kingdom. To humble ourselves and to look to Jesus in repentance and faith, because Jesus humbled himself for us. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.